Hello, Sister Saints. It's Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. I hope you're all doing well today and you're striving in the Lord, and I'm here to help you in that. So anyway, today I thought we would look at Philippians 4:8 and see how that can help us keep our focus in the right direction. Because I'm sure you need the reminders just as much as I do. And so Brother James did an audio the other day about the repetition in a Christian's life, and I thought it was really edifying. And one of those is the repetition of God's word and us sharing it. And sometimes you think maybe you just keep saying the same things over and over, but we are, because it's the word of God, and we have flesh that always needs to be put in its place. And so reminders are good. So today I thought I would just use a tool that Brother James and I have used to help keep our mind where it should be. So let's see. Let's read Philippians 4:8. I'm sure most of you know this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And so let's just take a look at the keywords and kind of make a note of them as we go through some of these examples I'm going to give you. True, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, and praise. And, you know, just reading those words, they're strengthening in themselves. And they could be, you know, sisters, they could be a really good test for anything in the life of a Christian. In fact, Brother James and I started off early on in our new life in Christ, and we used to use this test on everything from holidays to conversations, what we looked at or listened to. And, well, I could go in all different directions on this topic, really, you know, by using that as a test. But today I just thought I would stick with just a few examples of situations that we've been in when dealing with relationships, you know, like dealing directly with other people. And we all know that can be really challenging, and it can cause a lot of different thoughts. These different situations can cause a lot of different thoughts to come to our mind, especially if we're like doing household chores, washing dishes, working in the garden. Maybe we get quiet times and all these thoughts start coming into our head. And so I thought I would just pick one topic, and it would be like relationships, because obviously I'm sure you're going to agree with me that all the different relationships that we have with people, whether it's even close or distant, or people we don't even know, people we encounter in the world or whatever, they cause a lot, or the situations can cause a lot of thought in our head. So I'm just going to share a few examples that Brother James and I have been through. And so I thought I would start out with children. So our children were raised and gone when Brother James and I were born again, but they were having grandchildren. And when we were in Wisconsin, we were blessed to be able to spend a good amount of time with some of them. And they would come to the house and spend the days for several days in a row. And us being older, not having any children at home, and me dealing with physical issues, when they were there day after day, sometimes they were there because maybe their brother or sister was being born and the parents needed some time or whatever. And all that can pile up. And when I would get tired, I could think, you know, oh, I can't wait for bedtime, or when are they going back, or what day is it? And I could waste my time thinking about that. Or I could thank God that I could be a godly influence, thinking about the good and the pure and the true, and take time to praise them for what they were doing right, and then also sit down with God's word and teach them what is sinful and what they can repent of, and pray for them. And it's all basically a mindset, you know. We can just get wrapped up in the flesh, and we've got to continue to keep focusing our mind on what? On these words, what is true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, and praise. And so that's what would help me out when I wasn't used to dealing with children. And because they weren't ours to raise, they had habits and stuff I had to deal with. So that was a really good thing for me to go through. We travel full time, so we don't get to see them very often. But anyway, just to keep moving on here. Another example would be dealing with husbands. And before I even go there, I just want to say I'm not trying to bash on husbands or anything, because us wives have our own issues that I'm sure the husbands, if they were to sit down, they would probably have their own few things to mention. So when we wives are dealing with husbands, there may be times where they say things that aren't very nice. They didn't think about what they said. Maybe it hurt your feelings. Maybe they have some habits that aren't always the best habits to have, and it makes more work for you to do. I don't know, maybe he spends his money, maybe not in such a wise manner. And so instead of focusing on those negative attributes of what he's got, what we godly women, thinking of Philippians 4:8, can redirect our mind and think about what can we do with ourselves that might be maybe not causing the problem, but might be able to help situations such as that. Are we being fully obedient? Are we lining up ourselves with God's word? Are we showing the love and kindness and being long-suffering? Are we praying for them? And if he's not so wise with his money, are we doing the best we can to save money? Those are just a few examples of how to redirect our mind to, like, run it through Philippians 4:8 and help strengthen us to where we're not sitting there looking at his issues, but maybe refocusing on ourselves and seeing how we can grow in the Lord. And yes, okay, I've got another one here, living with an unbeliever, and I'm also going to put this one with it because of our situation. Living with somebody who claimed to be a Christian, but yet living in sin. And this would be my in-laws, Brother James, Mom, and Dad, lived with us for several years when we were in the Lord. And we had to deal with, well, let's see, his father was an unbeliever and his mother was the one who was claiming Christ yet being very disobedient. And because we all lived in the same house, they had their own sections of the house, but we still had to pass through it, and I had to do cleaning and working with them and taking care of them and helping them as they were older. We still had to deal with their sinful activities, and me especially on a daily basis, because I was there all day, every day. And we're talking like the TV, the music, worldly conversations, politics, I don't know, idle talk, gossip, foul language, all that, you know, all the stuff that would come with people like that. And it was on a daily basis. And it really could wear me down when I'd focus on it. So I had to really think really hard. And Philippians 4:8 really helped me. It kind of like snapped me into shape. And here's another verse that I like to use. And it helped me out a lot. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you know how you ought to answer every man. And I'm so grateful to have gone through the situation, because that verse right there helped me, because in any conversation I would have, I would always find a way to point it back to the Lord, and I would exalt the Lord, and that gave me strength and peace because of all the carnality that I had to deal with and the wickedness. Me just shining the light of Christ, turning everything to the Lord, even if it was a praise God, what a glorious day, even if it had nothing to do with the situation or the conversation, I was always pouring forth out the things of God. And so that was good and pure and of good report. That's what I had in my mind to be thinking about, not all that other stuff. I would put that away. And it gave me strength to be able to just blast through those situations and not let all their sin and everything else affect me. Ephesians 6 armor helps us in that too. And of course, praying for them. We're going to pray for everybody. That's a good and pure and true and worthy thing to do. Jobs. Some of you have to work jobs. And I, too, in the very beginning of our walk, for several months, I was employed before I was born again with a company that I worked with the elderly. I would go into their homes and I would help. It would be for women. I asked them if I could just do women. And I would go in there and help them bathe and clean their house and cook some meals for them and whatever it was I needed to do. And so, yeah, there was a lot of challenges in that, because I had to deal with their conversations of idleness and worldliness and all this other stuff. And I, again, would use the Colossians verse in seasoning my speech with salt and share the light and the truth of Christ with them and think about what was good and true and pure while I was going about my business cleaning and they had the idle worldly things going on in the background. And we've also dealt with difficult neighbors in the past. We had one that lived just down the road from us, even though we're out in the country. On the weekends, they would have a band come and they would play music, and it could make you think, oh, just wrecking my weekend. Now I got to deal with worldly noise. But instead, you think of something good and pure and true, like a song, and put it in your mind. And Brother James and I, we have a lot of difficult neighbors. When we're out on the road most of the year, we're in parking lots and they play music all night. Their cars are racing around. People are wandering around at all hours of the night doing drugs or whatever it is that they're doing. People having conversations. One time we woke up and there were people playing baseball or football or something right around our van. In fact, we could hear them talking about us. They were in the big parking lot at 3 o'clock in the morning playing some kind of game or something and hooting and hollering and doing all their noise and stuff. And instead of that bringing us down, we thought about everything that was of good virtue and lovely and worthy. And what it made me think about was that I'm thankful to be able to be out there, even though I have to deal with that, thankful to carry the precious word of God and to be able to share it with people just like that and everywhere that we go. And it's, like I said, it's a good mindset. And reading those scriptures and keeping them in front of you is a good way to readjust your mind instead of thinking about what is, you know, right in front of you, bringing you down. I think I have a couple left here. Being hated. Yep. When you first come to the Lord, or even throughout your walk in Christ, you're going to have family and friends who hate you because of who you've become in Christ, your new creation. And for us in our ministry and online and in the streets, we have a lot of haters. And, you know, instead of letting that bother me that so many people hate us, once again, if you run your mind through Philippians 4:8, you're going to automatically readjust yourself to thinking about what's good and pure and true about it all. And you can think about the good aspect of it, that the people that hate you, they've been given the truth of God and you're shining your light. And so if they are ever seeking, they can come to you. This is a good and worthy thing to think about. And we're going to pray for them. And this kind of goes along with another one that I had. Wondering about those who claimed Christ, but yet they went back in the world. And us in our ministry, I don't know how many people, like how many sisters have had to deal with such things like that. But in our ministry, after all these years, we've run into many, many, many people I don't even want to count. And I don't even want to look backwards on that. And that's part of what I was going to say, is a lot of people who seem so close and then they count the cost and there's something they can't get past and they turn and walk away. And I don't always know what's going on in their life. Some we've seen the utter destruction of, and it just brings tears to you, and it wants to just tear your heart out. And if we sit there and ponder on all that, that's going to bring us down, and we're wasting our time. We're not redeeming it. What we need to do is think about what's good and pure and true. And I always remind myself, what is good is the fact that they've been given the truth. The Word of God is out there. The Holy Spirit is there. They can have it all, too, if they want it. And we're here to help them. And so, like I said, it's pretty much a mind strength or a mindset of when you get to that point, you're washing your dishes, you're outside working, doing whatever it is you're doing in your quiet time. And all of a sudden, this thought, that thought, another one comes in, that one comes in. We got to be real careful and very disciplined to redirect it. And there's many scripture verses that we can use to help redirect ourselves. Today, I'm just talking about Philippians 4:8. That's just one that can help us. And I also wanted to put this in here. Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And I was just sharing this with the sisters. You know, Jesus sends us into the battle of this wicked world, and he gives us what we need to do the work that he has set before us. Now, Satan would like to convince us, get away from this, get away from that, hide from all this, hide from all that so you don't have to deal with it. But, you know, God has given us his word. I've just shared Philippians 4:8 as one small, tiny section of strength that we can use to help refocus our mind. But there's so many different verses that I was saying in there. This one here just happens to be a favorite of ours and probably many of yours as well. And so I just thought I would share a little bit on that and encourage you some of the things that we've experienced and been through and what has helped us get through it. So anyway, I'm going to leave us with this. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. And this is another one that goes right with it. We could be here all day if I was digging through all these verses. But we're gonna end it with this. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, doesn't that go right along with it? Bring it down, keep it into obedience to Christ, and think about what is, let me see my list, true, honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, virtue, and praise. So, sisters, let's work on disciplining our mind. When all that other stuff comes in that we ought not to be thinking about, let's refocus it and use the scriptures to help us do that. So, anyway, hold fast, Sister Saints, and I'm here to press you on. Much love to you all. May God be praised.